Welcome to another episode of The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, and today I host Kylie to chat with her about her running story. But before we dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating. Hi, Kylie, and welcome to the Happy Runner.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So you are a Swiss South African running throughout the UK and probably also living there. Yes, you are a runner, and from what I can tell, a very happy one. A woman who loves to smile and laugh. But first, tell us a little bit about your running history.
Yeah, you got that right. I've been in the UK 2.5 years now. So my running history actually started when I was back in South Africa. I was part of a cross-country team, and it was just something we did in school. After school, before your parents could pick you up, you'd join a sport, and mine was cross-country. It was also the one thing you didn't really need too much kit for. So you just needed some shoes and tracksuit pants, so it was ready to go. After high school then, I didn't quite think I was big into running. I kind of just did it to stay fit. And like I said, you didn't really need much for it. So I enjoyed taking part in the park runs, which are quite big in South Africa as well. But I would say that my running actually became a lot more of a part of my life now since I've moved to the UK, because there's a lot more of a lot bigger community in the UK when it comes to running. I guess it's got to do as well with the safety of it, and that's why Parkrun was created in South Africa. And so when I came to the UK, I was part of a running team. It was just the fun one at work that we put together. We just ran 5K just for fun. And then COVID hit. I think everyone has that part of their life now. During COVID, I really struggled. Before, I wasn't running as much as I thought I do now. But during COVID, I really struggled to keep a routine, to keep training, even just gym or any fitness really. And I reached out to my running coach, and I knew I needed to rely on someone with a professional background to kind of keep me going until we could finally come out of lockdown. So I set myself the goal to join the Birmingham Half Marathon. The most I'd ever run was 10 kilometers at the time. So I thought it was quite a nice big push from there. And from there, it's just been uphill. Well, in a good way. I started training with my coach a little bit. We focused on various muscle groups as well as running and that. And then I also reached out to it's a running tour group. So what they do is they do guided tours around Birmingham, but through running. So my friend Lucy does that through Run of a Kind. And she actually was the one that introduced me to all the crews around Birmingham that just do fun runs that I didn't realize actually existed. Pushed me to join them. So I had no choice but to attend because she was joining me with it, and I just hadn't turned back since. Now I've been entering a few races here and there. Unfortunately, the Birmingham Half Marathon got postponed to next year because of COVID. So since then, I've been challenging myself to do a 10K race every month until then. And I've now even become a run leader at a new up and running team as well. So it's really, it's gone from 0% of running in my life to 80 to 100% of running in my life.
That's actually an interesting development. You mentioned you reached out to a running coach.
Yes.
I hosted a few coaches, but let's hear it from you as a runner. What is it like to work with a running coach?
So my running coach has been a big part of my whole progress, as I mentioned already, is I realized I got to a point where there's only so much you can do mentally and physically if you don't have the experience or the knowledge behind training certain muscle groups. Or, you know, I wasn't sure how many kilometers I should be running per day or how I should avoid injury and that. And I could spend hours researching it. Of course, that's what many other people do. However, I still didn't quite trust that I would know exactly what I'm doing without pushing myself too far. I think a lot of people do have that as well, as we tend to throw ourselves in it and realize afterwards that we went a bit too fast too soon. So I knew the best way would be to actually reach out to someone who's working in that profession and whose job it is to put together good routines and good exercises as well as workouts for me that will focus on exactly which muscle group at what time of my journey. So I think it's definitely an immeasurable job to invest in. I know a lot of the people stay away from it because of the money aspect. However, I do think sometimes the amount we pay for them is a lot less than what they actually give us back, depending on who your coach is.
It's not only about the running. It's probably also about the motivation to go out and run.
Exactly. And that's exactly it is. My coach is not just a full-time coach. That's not just her profession, but she's constantly motivating, checking in, making sure that I've eaten correctly. And I say that in a non-restrictive way, just ensuring that while I'm living my life, I'm still able to keep going and that I'm not pushing too hard as well. So I am really grateful for her.
And I saw in one of your Instagram captions that you are also a member of a running group or running team, and that it makes such a difference to be part of a group or a running team. So why do you enjoy being a member of such a group?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Being part of a running group had me realize that it's so much more than just about how far you run, which races you've attended, and what speed you're running at. It's something about running the same routes together, coming together at the same time of day after a long day at work, that just brings you an unexplainable bond and connection. I guess it's the blood, sweat, and tears that you share together. So I find the running crew is not just a social aspect, but it's also another way of holding yourself accountable. There's been so many times where I've said to myself, I'm just going to go just to see everyone and take an easy run. And then you end up smashing out a personal best just because the energy is there and there's no expectations at all. It's just to attend. Absolutely loved my running crew, and them and my coach have just, I guess, made my running career.
Okay, so you would suggest also to others to join a running crew or running group, I suppose.
Absolutely. There's no type of socializing when it comes to running crew. If you're someone who prefers to go and run and focus, that's respected. If you're someone who wants to talk to everyone and is there to meet new people, there's someone there for that as well. There's just so many different types of personalities, and we're all there for the same thing.
Okay. But I have to say, you're still young. And also trying out different sports. So would you say that doing also other sports helps you being a stronger or better runner?
Yes, absolutely. Not only is every sport fun and enjoyable, but it also teaches you so many different things about your body that you may not have known already. From time to time, for example, I dabble in bouldering and climbing, and it just amazes me how a sport that at first glance seems a lot slower and focused is a lot more intense on your balance and on your muscles. That afterwards I can always feel it in my running as well, just that extra push is there. Yeah, that's absolutely why I love trying a few different things.
Okay, it's still 2021. There are still a few months left this year. But do you maybe already have some plans, running plans for next year, or some plans you or some races you tend to run till the end of this year?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier as well, I'm still planning to do the Birmingham Half Marathon next year. Whether I will spontaneously do a half marathon before that, I'm not sure. It depends on how I feel. And I will definitely keep up my 10K race every month. And for now, I'm really excited to be enjoying this new opportunity to be a run leader and also just being around new members and showing them what running can be like.
Okay, but now you said in the beginning, you started like with 5Ks, then you went on to 10Ks, now it's a half marathon. When will we see you run a marathon?
That is quite the big beast. That is the question.
Have you ever thought about it?
I have definitely thought about it. I think my ego would like to think in the next 2 years, but realistically, we shall have to see. Maybe a few more half marathons before I think I can do that.
Okay. Thanks for joining me today. And I wish you all the best. Stay happy, smile a lot. Please do so. And any last thoughts to our listeners?
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so great. And just two things for the listeners is if you ever find yourself in Birmingham, just come say hi. Chances are I'll be at one of the running crews. And if you doubting yourself as a runner, all you need is running shoes and you're good to go.
Okay. Thanks once again.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and recommend it to other runners you know. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on our webpage. Happy running!